the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Earl. I'm taking a week off to hike. I'm up north on the St. Croix River right now. So I hopefully the cell phone signal will hold well.
It is holding well. That's amazing. Man, it must be pretty scenic, huh?
Yeah, I can see the river where I am, where I'm staying at an Airbnb. But I've been out hiking every day. A little buggy and got stuck in a dirt road yesterday, but some probably Trump voters came and helped me out.
Really?
men and two different working class men with big wheel pickup trucks. And one guy had hound dogs in the back, and he's going to set his bear trap. But very friendly and helpful, Earl.
Wow, you must really be in the thick of things, huh?
Yeah, well, it turns out Governor Knowles State Park is not, no, State Forest is not that well maintained, and the loggers had chewed up the road, so it was very hard to get through with a conventional vehicle. I can see why the folks around here really do need those big trucks with big wheels. I know there's suburbanites who run around in those and don't, but these folks really do.
So Dr. Craig, what's going to happen in this nation if, you know, Liz Cheney, of all people, is now a sympathetic figure to many Democrats because she was able to stand up, unlike many of her Republican colleagues, to a bully and one of the most dangerous men who has ever been in the White House, and a man who continues down the path to organize people, to make threats to our government. He's still at it, and yet there are people who are still supporting him, and yet a person like Liz Cheney, who you and I would find it hard for us to feel sympathetic for her based on, you know, her history and the kind of person she's been. No question, a neocon. But why is she now all of a sudden a martyr?
Well, there's actually a good political science answer to this. And that is the reason democracies are stable and mature is because they have a conservative party that buys into the basic premise of democracy and believes they can compete and win in that system. And we are the first mature democracy to lose that. In other words, there was a major turning point in the 19th century when the British Tories, their conservative parties, and conservative parties always, you know, reflect the interests of the wealthier and the establishment, and therefore have to have some way to sell in a democracy that people who are not that on voting for them. That's what conservatives have done since the beginning of modern large-scale representative democracy. And what's happened is we have a country where we have a Republican Party that has decided that democracy is not in its interest, that it cannot win in a situation of one person, one vote. And what Liz Cheney is reflecting is the older school, that she still believes in democracy and believes that conservatives can compete there. So we are against her on all the issues, but frankly, just like the Tories in England and the other conservative parties, the Republican Party up until the last decade or so, we still agree that in basic democratic norms. And so that is, so political science explains a Liz Cheney. We do not agree with her on issues, but we're always going to need a conservative party. They'll always exist, and we need a conservative party that buys into democracy. And this is the big fight right now. It is exceptionally dangerous as long as we have a majority Republican Party and majority of voters who think the norms of democracy need to be thrown out because they can't govern without it. And I have to tell you, Earl, in this Airbnb I'm in, it's very good, particularly for the price, but the only news channel on the streaming TV they
Fox
have
news.
Is Newsmax.
Oh, Newsmax.
No, Newsmax.
Okay.
Which is to the right of Fox News. And so I have a unique perspective on the news this week. I'm telling you, they don't think that that basic norms of democracy are relevant anymore, and they even were just panning on Newsmax this morning on their morning show the NBA for declaring that games will not be held on Election Day and that teams should be promoting election information so people can vote. And they say there's plenty of voting. We had record turnout in 2020, and therefore there is no problem with voting. We don't need more of it. And, in fact, NBA is cozy with Black Lives Matter. And then they showed all these images of NBA players with Black Lives Matter signs and shirts and the like. Of course, black NBA players, Earl, of course.
You know, Dr. Craig, We're on the precipice of something that none of us want to see, and that's a segment of the American population taking on our government, and there's some people who are rooting that on, and you see it, Dr. Craig, and you see it building. And you don't want to see it happen, whether they're Republicans or whoever they are, because at the end of it, it is going to be an ugly, ugly situation that historians will be talking about for the next 200 to 300 years, the time that we are in right now. Do you think people don't think that this can happen, Dr. Craig?
Well, parts of the right think a civil war is coming and want to know when they can use their guns. And some are calling it a cold civil war right now. In other words, it's not quite a fully hot war. I mean, you've seen the reaction to the FBI
right. After
they went in under court order, duly constituted, to remove sensitive documents that an ex-president was illegally holding. And you should see Newsmax on this. The FBI is being vilified. They were just saying how outrageous it is that the left and Democrats say you can't attack the FBI, but they're willing to attack all sorts of individual county sheriffs. There's a difference between saying a county sheriff is political or is not enforcing the law right and saying the whole FBI is fault and spreading the names of individual agents who just followed their orders and did their jobs and went in and retrieved the material. They were under court order directed by their supervisors. So you're right. They are fomenting on Newsmax, and Trump is fomenting violence against the FBI. And that is not something you've seen from any movement on the left. It's just not what you've seen.
You know, Dr. Craig, nobody wants to see what's coming. And, you know, these people who somehow think that they're going to be heroes, they're going to be martyrs, that they're going to take on our government, you know, militarily, they're going to lose, right? I mean, I don't care how many weapons they have. They're not going to overthrow the United States government. Ain't going to happen.
And, well, it kind of depends. It depends if we allow Donald Trump to become president again.
Really?
Think about it. Think what happens. I mean, if they just take on the government now, yes, but with their, no matter how many quote-unquote, you know, fake militias they have. They're not real militias. Militias were duly constituted and well-organized by governments back in the day when there were militias. The modern militia is the National Guard, not
right. These
clowns. But here's the thing, right? Tim Michaels and this Republican legislature, which has been guaranteed a supermajority by the state and the national Supreme Court, do you trust him not to simply name Wisconsin's electors for Donald Trump in 2024 if it's Trump versus a Democrat and they're running Secretary of State in a number of other states like Arizona where they're playing to steal elections. You see that gubernatorial candidate in Pennsylvania who was part of the insurrection is on record that he wouldn't have certified the 2020 election. And so the danger is that kind of thing. They came shockingly close to actually creating a constitutional crisis back in 2020. And most fascist coups or authoritarian coups fail at first. The first run is, as experts will tell you, is a practice run. So we need to be wary of the political points of setting this up. And then these folks are supporting what looks like official power, and they have a chance, right? But if they're going to just take on the U.S. military and the FBI alone right now, of course, you're right. But I don't think that's the plan.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is, to me, it's still mind-boggling that we are at this juncture. Because what does it say? Republicans can't have it both ways. Tim Michaels just outdistanced Rebecca Clefish, and nobody's saying it was rigged, right? I mean, from what I understand, I don't hear people clamoring saying it was rigged. But will they say that if Tony Evers defeats Tim Michaels and Mandela Barnes defeats Ron Johnson?
I guess, surprise, surprise, the big lie is a lie, right? It's amazing how in the same election, they don't question the legitimacy of the results they liked, right?
Right.
If they won the state legislature, but Biden won the presidential vote, are they questioning whether the vote for Robin Voss to be reelected in 2020 was legitimate? No. Even if you believe their cockamamie stories about the problems with election integrity, they provided absolutely zero evidence that it's Democrats who are rigging it. Let's even take their premise that they've identified actual vulnerabilities. In other words, that's just an assumption because their side just assumes, of course, the other side is trying to rig the election. The only rigging that seems to have taken place is on the Trump side. Now we're getting revelations about them getting hold of voting machines illegally. And those voting machines not being decommissioned yet, certain counties in Michigan and Georgia handing them over to the Trump campaign.
You know, Dr. Craig, hang on. Tom, I see you. Phone lines open as always at 844.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to also piggyback on what Robert was saying. I never tune into any right wing of any kind, but the other day I just turned on Newsmax for like 2 minutes. And they had the big socialism and how government's coming to take over everything. And it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, socialism is we the people. People need to start fighting back when they talk about government being bad and saying, I guess you're saying that we the people are bad. That's what you're saying, because that's what government is we the people. But I thought it was interesting. I thought they should call it the McCarthy Channel rather than Newsmax. Like I said, for the 2 minutes I turned it on, I was just like, wow. And they're very, very convincing because Strong and Wrong, definitely beats, weak and right. So Democrats need to get a little stronger and push back. And they need to push back very strongly against these people. Otherwise, we are in for a world of hurt.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Robert, Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Tom?
Newsmax, I should probably watch it more. I'll compare it to Fox News in this way. If Fox News is at an eighth grade kind of level, this is at a fifth or sixth grade level. So it's even more kind of dumbed down and provides, for the most part, depending on the host, even less reality of what the other side has even said before it's attacked. And in addition, it's much whiter than Fox. Fox makes a real effort to seem very diverse and have all sorts of right-wing Republican black and brown commentators, right? Much less of such an effort. You just see a whole bunch of white people on Newsmax, which probably makes its watchers even more comfortable. But I have to say, do you remember, Earl, you know political history, who is that right-wing consultant who advised Clinton on triangulation and has moved to right during his presidency? Remember that guy? He had some sexual scandals.
I know the guy you're talking about.
I'm blanking on his name. He has a show on Newsmax. At noon, you get him. But right now, they're talking to Dr. Oz, who's running for Senate. So Dr. Oz has gotten the endorsement, it says, of the Pennsylvania Fraternal Order of Police. Well, good for the Fraternal Order of Police, endorsing a guy who lives in New Jersey.
You know, Dr. Craig, let's talk about Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes. And I have conversations with people constantly who say to me, do you think Mandela Barnes can defeat Ron Johnson? And I clearly say to them, yes. Let's stop thinking that it can't be done. Well, Mandela's a young guy, and I said, you have to understand, Ron Johnson continues saying things, that in the long run, he should be held accountable for. Even today, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is keeping up with his criticism of leaders of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The two-term incumbent launched his latest round of concerns following the FBI raid in Milwaukee this past Tuesday. Johnson told reporters that Trump had a right to declassify some documents and take them from Washington when Trump left the White House. So again, I don't trust the FBI. They hold all the cards. They've shown and proven themselves to be untrustworthy. Now they've seized these documents. We're supposed to rely on them for telling us what it's all about. So again, it is a highly partisan act, and I just don't trust them, he said. Well, so when people ask me, do you think Mandela Barnes can defeat him? My answer is, listen to the things he's saying.
Oh, there's no question Mandela Barnes can beat him. Just basic campaign science is that an incumbent polling below 50% is in danger, and he's in the low 30s, Ron Johnson. But he's going to turn out the MAGA base, and it's going to be big turnout. That's why Mandela is the best candidate for the general, because he has the potential. We all need to work on it to mobilize our base and turn out a lot of folks who don't necessarily vote in non-presidential elections, which is younger people, a lot of black and brown people that they're called drop-off voters. They're voters, but they don't always vote in every election and don't always vote in midterms. Mandela gives them something to vote on. Ron Johnson may help us with some of the inner suburbs, as the suburbs become, in the inner part of the WOW counties, more purple. And that's why we have Democrats representing those areas now. But that just began very recently, and Roe versus Wade may help that. But Mandela absolutely can win, but Ron Johnson, and I think he's been leading in the Marquette head-to-head poll by a couple points, the last public poll that is highly watched in this state. But I would say that since Ron Johnson keeps saying what he said about the FBI, what he said about Social Security and Medicare, which was, let me be clear about this, Earl, what made Medicare and Social Security before it unique is it was not subject to the whims of Congress. Separate payroll tax, they didn't have to approve it every year and every budget. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt said he did that for Social Security, so no damn politician could go and mess with it or end it. That was his motivation. Ron Johnson thinks that Americans can rely for their retirements and their health care security in their golden years on whether or not Congress can function each and every budget, which is just shocking. So there are a number of things Ron Johnson has said make him extremely vulnerable, but it's going to be a huge fight because they have to go negative on Mandela.
Dr. Craig, hang on. You got to go to a break. 844. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And let's go to the phone lines and Quill. Hey, what's going on, sir? You have a question or comment?
Yeah.
Quill?
K-Will.
K-Will.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead, K-Will.
What's happening?
All right. You have a question or comment?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
I'd like to apologize to some people whose feelings are hurt. Okay?
Does that have anything to do with the subject we are dealing with?
What subject is that?
Well, listen, man, I don't know, we're talking about a subject, we're talking about what's going on with the election, the race for the governor and the Senate. So if you have something you want to discuss along
governor.
Those lines,
okay,
fine.
Sure, okay. The governor, who is Jim Doyle?
No, listen. Thank you very much for the call, man. We have to talk later. Let's do this. So, Dr. Craig, let's talk about the governor's race, because I was reading something that said this race is going to break the records in the amount of money that's going to be spent in this state with the United States Senate seat and the gubernatorial seat. These numbers are astronomical. Are the Democrats going to be able to meet the Republicans dollar for dollar? It is as important a seat, both of them, to Republicans as well as Democrats. Are they going to be able to meet them dollar for dollar? You see, Ms. Kendricks, and others are certainly going to pour in whatever is needed, and the Democrats nationally apparently are going to have some folk who are going to be able to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, and Ms. Hendricks is Deloitte billionaire Diane Hendricks.
Right.
She's famous from getting Walker turned out to be on camera. She didn't know it to agree that he would do right to work and that it was divide and conquer. He was doing Act 10 first to go after the public employees. Then he'd betray the private unions, a few of which, a small number of which in the building trades, had supported him. And so, and she is a big backer of Ron Johnson.
Yes.
And got special tax breaks from Ron Johnson.
Over $200 million. Right.
Yeah, that were... her and Richard Eline, another billionaire, and they'd put huge amounts of money into Johnson's reelection. They're doing it again. And so these are the people. It's a question, we talk about one person, one vote, Earl. These folks clearly have more than one vote with how much money they can spend. The good news is, to your specific question, that the top of the ballot, like governor, U.S. Senate, our candidates will not be hurting for money, whether they because people understand the stakes, that democracy is at stake, and the Democratic Party and the and its establishment through a lot of supporters, well, including a smaller subset of wealthy people, but most of the ultra rich are with Republicans, no matter what Newsmax or Fox News wants to tell you, that we'll have a lot of money in those races. And whether it's dollar for dollar or not, it will be enough. In other words, there's a certain point where you spend more and it doesn't have much impact anymore, a point of diminishing returns, as they call it. The real inequality in our system is further down ballot, like a state assembly candidate out in rural Wisconsin that could win if they were well-resourced, and they can't get any resources even to communicate with voters. That's where the big money system caused a lot of inequality in our system and lack of good representation. But at the top of the ballot in Wisconsin anyway, when a state that's critical, Mandela Barnes and Governor Evers will be very well resourced, in my opinion. But with this kind of fire against them, especially Mandela, you see Mandela, they're going to try to make unelectable. They're going to try and make him so he can't possibly support him for U.S. Senate, which means they're going to lie about him in the scariest ways possible and try to convince a lot of people that he is, I don't know, some previous founder of take any nightmare they have, the Black Panther Party, not that they understand that or what that was or what it was actually trying to do, but it's become just a boogeyman, right?
You know, Dr. Craig, all they can pin on Mandela Barnes is he paid some taxes late. He had some parking tickets. There's nothing they can really say. And even with those things, as young people who didn't have those issues at some point in time.
What how many normal people do we know in our lives, or are we ourselves who have had those problems?
Yeah, but Dr. Craig, that's all they can point to. The rest of it, they got to make up.
I mean, you just look at Ron Johnson's record, just holding up the tax cut to get a special deal for a couple billionaires who fund him and himself, versus, you know, what they can bring up parking tickets on Mandela. Really? Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a saying, right? To say, you know, you can't condemn people for parking tickets. It's part of living. I mean, personally, I'm so cheap, I avoid parking tickets. But my God, I have lots of relatives and best friends who get parking tickets, right? And colleagues who I work with. And I get them sometimes. You can't avoid it totally. But I don't, but frankly, it's part of being, I think it actually simply reinforces Mandela's message, which is he's a regular person like you, and he can go represent you in the Senate, and Ron Johnson can't.
Those things aren't criminal. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you got a question to come?
Yes, thank you, Earl. Yes, thanks for taking my call. We can tell the fact about candidate Mandela Barnes that he lied about his education, that he said he believed in defund the police, and now he speaks differently of that. But the mere fact that more outside money from the state is going to come to Mandela, and citizens' rights, the name of your guest's name of his thing, just like
Citizen action. Citizen action. Is that why is citizen action a lie?
Because he's a Democrat and he supports Democrats. So the mere fact that he supports all citizens' rights, he doesn't. And he demeans Republicans. And the mere fact that Mandela Barnes, if you're honest about what he stands for, it's a disaster.
So let me ask you before I let Dr. Craig dismantle you. What does Ron Johnson stand for? You want to identify what the Democrats stand for. What does Ron Johnson stand for?
He doesn't believe in more money is going to solve the inflation problem. Not. The CBO, the border, the cost of gas, the cost of groceries, everything that this president has done is caused inflation. Your party just dumped more money on it. The CBO says it's going to do nothing for inflation.
So Brian, hang on, CJ. I'll let.
He believes in
hey, CJ. Hang on. We'll let Dr. Craig respond. Dr. Craig, he threw a fastball right down the middle for you, Dr. Craig.
Yeah, which one? I'm not going to be able to get all of them. It's a pitching machine that's going really fast. So you ever had that where you can't get the pitching machine going so fast, you can't get set up again before there's another ball? So let me just say on Citizen Action Wisconsin, the organization I lead, it's been around 40 years. It has members across the state. It's not one of those fake groups that suddenly created to run ads for billionaires like Diane Hendricks and Richard Eline that CJ is carrying water for, whether he knows it or not. And in fact, I've worked with a lot of Republicans over the years on very good legislation. Unfortunately, the party has left us where there is no one left there to work on guaranteeing affordable health care to everyone, having a climate transition that also raises all votes and creates an equitable economy and reduces income inequality dramatically. If there was, I would work with them. So we've stayed where we were on the issues. One party has decided to go so far right that they're against us on all the issues. I hope that changes. I could name Republicans to CJ that we've done really good legislation with, but that was 10, 15 years ago before they were run out of town by their own party and didn't run for reelection. As far as the Inflation Reduction Act, what's interesting about conservatives is it's not like they really want to dig into details. One thing they don't ever say is, this is because the Republican Party is the only conservative party in the developed world that denies climate change, is that if we don't reduce emissions by 45% by 2030, we're going to have runaway climate change. So we're nearing a deadline here, Earl. And this reduces it by 40%. They don't bring that up at all. They want to say it doesn't reduce inflation. Well, let me just be really clear. Does keeping health insurance premiums lower by continuing the extra subsidies that were in President Biden's American Rescue Plan, does that lower the cost of health care for millions of families? It absolutely does. Does negotiating over prescription drug prices for the most expensive prescription drugs, does it lower the cost of prescription drugs for people and therefore lower their cost of living? Absolutely. Does providing clean energy and huge ability to get energy conservation upgrades in your home, to get heat pumps, to get renewable energy like solar panels, does it reduce your costs? Dramatically, it's estimated the average family will save $1,000 a year on average because of these changes. They want to use this inflation rate thing as just so, and they take one cherry-picked kind of statistic from one source and claim, therefore, it has no effect on inflation. But then they turn around, which isn't true. It absolutely reduces the cost of living for people on a lot of things that matter most. The reason we have the energy price problem we have is because we're dependent upon a global fossil fuel market, which bids up the price whenever it can. And big oil companies, they're making windfall profits, record profits now on our backs because they can. And then a bunch of dictators, the Putins of the world and the Saudi Arabian dictators. If we have our own renewable energy and reduce our energy use through conservation, we will not be dependent upon them and people's energy prices will be dramatically lower. And so that is, they don't want to talk about any of that stuff because really all they want to do is vilify anything from the other side so they can gain power and they will make any argument. It's amazing. Newsmax, in attacking the Inflation Reduction Act, Earl, has not mentioned climate change at all. It just, they've decided to pretend it doesn't exist.
CJ?
Bill, that the Inflation Reduction Act, which the Congressional Budget Office said will do nothing to reduce inflation, sending money to China. Putin invaded during this president. because he knew he could after the disaster and 13 soldiers in Afghanistan. Nothing that this thing does, even Manchin said, will do anything to reduce grocery prices. Nothing will do. The only reason price of fuel has come down is because now we've used our strategic oil reserve and there's less demand. So this president and the Democrats were less safe and were less prosperous. And you want to demean people that are fighting to not spend trillions of dollars that's caused this inflation. And that's from Larry Summers, President Obama's Treasury Secretary, said, don't do it. Don't keep pumping money into this. It's more money chasing less goods. And this is the reason people are voting this November 2022, because we want cheaper.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. That same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. And you know, Dr. Craig, it's unfortunate, but guys like CJ, you can wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He'll spout that same rhetoric. He repeats it. Day after day after day after day, nothing's new, nothing's changed. So they've got, the Republicans have done a great job in creating automatons who just spout the same things without, they can't listen to anything that is being, retorted to them. Because it's only one way, and that's their way, and so that's the inherent danger. Dr. Craig, your response. Okay, so Dr. Craig.
Oh, you're
go ahead.
You're there, Earl?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, they used to just give talking points. I don't love this either. The candidates and tell them to stay on the script, right? Never
right.
Leave the script. Now they're providing a script to all of their most dedicated followers. And what you'll notice about it is they're not willing to get off the script. Anything off the script that doesn't exist. So climate change doesn't exist. The fact that healthcare costs are skyrocketing or runaway, that are the leading cause of bankruptcy still, and that this reduces them, not an issue. The fact that our huge increase in gas prices had to do with our dependence upon not only foreign oil controlled by autocrats, but even if we drilled more domestically, it is still sold at the price dictated by the global market. It's a global commodity. We need to get ourselves off a global commodity that spikes in price whenever there is any disruption in supply, right? Or whenever supply outstrips demand. So, by the way, when CJ says, Earl, that there was that the American Rescue Plan caused inflation, and they have these talking points. They say Larry Summers, who frankly I disagree with a lot, and a lot of economists disagree with, is more conservative on these issues. He doesn't say all of the 8.5% inflation was caused by spending, by the American Rescue Plan. If pressed, he'll say 0.5%. Most of it is the supply chain In other words, this disruption from COVID-19 and what international corporations and multinational ones did create a fragile supply chain that's more profitable for them but is not resilient, makes all of one thing in one factory in China kind of problem. It has to be shipped over, right? And therefore is highly available to disruption. We shouldn't have let them do that, but we did. That's the problem. But the other thing that did it, and this is embedded in what CJ Federal, it's that we prevented mass unemployment, that all of the jobs lost in the Trump recession during COVID-19 and more have been restored, and those people are spending money. So when CJ says that's the problem, he says the problem is all you folks who have jobs. And I just think a whole lot of you need to lose your jobs, and then that'll make my prices cheaper at Walmart. That is what he's saying. Is that really what our goal is? Is that really justice?
You know, Dr. Craig, hang on a second. Let's squeeze Gene in quickly. Gene, quickly.
Thank you. Look, CJ, I'd like to rebut him and ask him, how many oil companies do Joe Biden and his administration own? How many Walmarts do he own? How many Home Depots do he own? So the thing of it is, the Republican Party, which is in the pockets of the big corporation, which makes laws so they can rip people off like CJ and myself. You know, the thing of it is that I have tried to see the Republicans' point of view. They are driving this country to be a communist country. They just need to just call these people out as communists because that's what they are. So when they get it there, they're not going to be satisfied, but that's what they're driving it to. And, you know, I've tried to see the Republican Party, but I can't get my head up my rear end for enough. Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Craig, how are you?
That was great.
I know.
I can't top that. So I just say, of course, they claim to be the populace representing average people, and they try to reflect that culturally. Invisible is the fact they're doing the bidding of the ultra-wealthy who have gotten most of the economic gains of the last 40 years. They've stolen it. Do you know how much more prosperous we'd be if we had continued to have to at the level of income distribution that we had from the end of World War II until the late 1970s and the dawn of the Reagan era? People would be vastly wealthier, average people, middle-class people, and lower-income people. People have barely kept their heads above water or lost ground if they're lower income, despite all this economic growth. And this is a party dedicated to justifying that by moving the ball. It's like a magician's act, like a Harry Houdini. No, the ball isn't here. Look over there, right? But in fact, they're rigging the economy in the favor of a few people who are doing fine. You know, Diane Hendricks and Richard E. Line and Ron Johnson don't need any more, but they seem inclined they need to grab even more. It's a weird kind of idea. And so it just, you can't really have a discussion or debate, unfortunately. I would be willing to discuss the premises with CJ and go back and forth, but he doesn't really do that. He just returns to the talking point.
You know, Dr. Craig, thank you as always. Always glad to have you on. You've always got things in the proper perspective. Thank you very much. Until next Wednesday.
Scandal on Newsmax says that Dodge is going to have electric cars. It's awful. So there you have it, Earl.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Craig. We'll talk soon. Be safe. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Connor. See you on tomorrow.